Well, joining us right now to discuss the COVID situation in his city is Brockton Mayor Robert Sullivan. Mr. Mayor, good afternoon. Thank you so much for joining us.
Dan, good afternoon. Thanks for having me on again this week. I appreciate it.
So what are the latest numbers in the city right now?
So total case count overall, Dan, 32,782 cases. Unfortunately, we have lost 505 residents here in the City of Champions. Current active cases right now, 142. 19 new cases within the last 24 hours, and out of those 19, 15 are over the age of 18 years.
And are we still running the vaccination clinics?
We are. Every Tuesday at the Shaw Center, it's run by our local Board of Health and our Board of Health nurses. We still have our wellness trust nurses going door-to-door to our homebound here in the city. And then every Saturday, it's still a regional DPH facility led by Brewster Ambulance. So still doing vaccines, still doing boosters. We're also multitasking because of going into the fall and winter months for flu clinics. So we're giving flu shots to people as well.
And how are things going right now at the schools?
Excellent, excellent. We have a dedicated nursing staff. We have our Dr. Linda Cahill, who's our director of school nursing, working, with all the school nurses at Brockton Public Schools. And also, we're in touch with the parochial Catholic school, with the charter school. So things are looking good right now in terms of the educational facilities in the city of Brockton.
And how are the hospitals dealing with things right now?
Yeah, the census numbers up are a little higher than when we spoke last week. We have a lot more sick people going to the hospital, not as many sick people in the ICU as in, in the past. But nonetheless, COVID is not gone. It's still here. And myself and Dr. Rick Herman, our medical consultant, Dr. Eno Montesir, Board of Health, we're working diligently with the hospitals and with Neighborhood Health Center as well. It's all hands on deck right now.
Now, we've also been discussing monkeypox. What's kind of the latest on that one?
We have three confirmed cases. One was a confirmed Brockton resident, and the other two cases were related to the city of Brockton in some capacity. So, again, we're educating and informing. Again, we're a very diverse community, so, we're working with the different organizations, Cape Verdean Association, Haitian Community Partners, and all the like. But as of right now, DPH is confirmed. One confirmed case and then two related cases to the City of Champions.
Now, is this guy going to have any impact on Halloween?
No. Gosh, I have three young kids that want to go trick-or-treating, Dan. So we are going to have trick-or-treating. It's going to be a wonderful event. I hope it's going to be good weather. But again, we will definitely be having Halloween and celebrating door-to-door trick-or-treating if people want to do that. We are probably going to limit it like we've done in the past, certain hours. But again, we will be all hands on deck for Halloween here in Brockton.
And are you going to continue with some flag raisings in the city?
I actually have one this afternoon at 3:30. It is Italian Heritage Month. We will be proudly celebrating Italian Heritage Month and hoisting the Italian flag. Of course, I married Maria Francesca Luisi. So again, we will honor that. We actually bought some cannolis from Montilio's Bakery in the city of Brockton as well. So we will continue to honor and respect the diversity that makes up the city.
I wanted to ask you, too, about the public safety complex. What's the progress there?
It's moving forward. I'm really excited about it, Dan. It's a $100 million project. The city council approved it. We've already done three takings. We've taken down three properties. It's going to be a full city block from Highland Street to West Elm Street. It's one building, but it's four departments. It's our police, our fire, Brockton Emergency Management, BEMA, and IT will be leaving Brockton High, coming to this building, freeing up classroom space at Brockton High.
Now, also, I understand Senator Warren is going to be paying a visit to the city soon.
Yeah, the senator will be coming to Massasoit Community College, I believe, on the 25th, and we welcome her. She's been a great partner since I've been mayor. Her and Senator Markey. Our congressman is Stephen Lynch. I know Congressman Presley will be coming as well to the city of Brockton. We will welcome her with open arms as well. So excited to have our federal elected officials come to Brockton. And again, we're better together. So we want to continue to work to help Massasoit Community College and the boys and girls that go there and the dedicated clinicians that work there.
All righty, Mr. Mayor. Well, I think we're going to have to leave it right there. But thank you so much for speaking with us. We do appreciate it. And have a good weekend.
Thanks, Dan. Have a great day. Be well. Bye-bye.